The city is positioning itself as a model city for inclusive urban growth, with authorities announcing plans to absorb skilled refugees into the city's workforce, a move expected to boost productivity and local development. City leaders say Arua is already benefiting from self-settled refugees, many of whom are engaged in trade and small-scale businesses, refugee-led initiatives and partnerships that are already delivering results. Authorities point to the construction of a trauma center and equipping of River Oli Health Center 4 with modern medical equipment by the South Sudanese Refugees Association. Additional support from VNG International and Avis Foundation, alongside a European Union-funded SUIDAC project, is helping improve livelihoods and urban development. The city also plans to establish an information center to map and register refugee skills, supporting their integration into sectors such as construction, mechanics, tailoring and agribusiness. Arua City Clerk Chansaku David says the identification process is underway and will strengthen service delivery.
We are having a meeting to start identifying skills from these refugees, self-settled, those who migrated, asylum seekers. What can we do more from them? We have started identifying who are teachers among these refugees who came, who are medical people, so that they can support. Since refugees are even, some can't even communicate our language, we want to incorporate many of those into our infrastructure to support in interpretation. And where some of these centers are overwhelmed, we now want to identify skills, because if I'm a refugee and I go to Congo, I'm an administrator, I can support something. So we're identifying different people with different capacities and talents whom we can integrate, of course, on a support level. We know the laws of Uganda have not yet opened up on a refugee getting a job, but if we identify them and we have a list of skills, we are seeing those who are really eager to add values, those who are builders, those who are artisans, those who are craftsmen, those who are carpenters, wanting to join and add value to the city.
Uganda's Refugee Act 2006 and Refugee Regulations 2010 allow refugees to work and run businesses freely, promoting self-reliance. According to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Uganda hosts over 1.5 million refugees, making it one of the largest refugee hosting countries in the world, with many contributing to local economies through labor and enterprise.